1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has launched a new online resource aimed at helping residents interpret drinking water lab test results of samples taken from their private wells. According to a press release, the Be Well Informed online tool allows residents to upload test results they received from a certified laboratory. The program will then generate a report that explains the test results and provide additional educational resources to private well owners. DNR officials say their goal is to help private well owners make more informed decisions to address any issues with their drinking water. There are over 800,000 private wells in the state, providing drinking water for about 25% of Wisconsinites. Addressing things like PFAS and nitrate contamination in those private wells has been a major focus for the DNR over recent years, as the agency seeks to ensure everyone can access safe drinking water. DNR officials are also encouraging private well owners to test their drinking water at least once a year, or if there's any changes in taste, odor, or color of the water. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a number of proposed bills last week, including one seeking to ban public funds from covering healthcare for undocumented immigrants in the state. The proposed bill would have prevented state and local funds, as well as federal funding administered through the state, from being used to provide healthcare services to undocumented immigrants, including programs like Badger Care. It also included some exceptions, like for emergency care and prenatal services, as well as when funding certain medical care is required by federal law or that ban could result in Wisconsin losing access to federal funds. Federal law already prevents undocumented immigrants from receiving federal Medicaid benefits in most cases, but some states allow them to receive benefits through state-level Medicaid programs. In a press release, Governor Evers noted that undocumented immigrants are already ineligible for Badger Care and said Republicans in the state legislature were passing unnecessary legislation for the sake of pushing polarizing political rhetoric. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers hockey is number one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The rankings are out, and the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team remains ranked number one in the nation after sweeping the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers men's team ranked second in the nation behind the first place Michigan Wolverines. NFL, the Packers back at practice tomorrow. Sunday, they face the Broncos in Denver. The Broncos have won 10 games in a row. Matt LaFleur revealed that despite playing the last 2 weeks, wide receiver Dontavian Wicks still recovering from that ankle injury.
He's been battling through that, and I would say it's day to day. I mean, he was limited in practice, and we'll see how he progresses, but certainly we need him out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have the night off. They're going to host the Boston Celtics Thursday night at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Baseball, the editors of Baseball America have named the Milwaukee Brewers the Major League Organization of the Year and named Pat Murphy their Manager of the Year. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with a high of 36. We'll have some rain, sleet, and snow developing by late afternoon, and that'll all become snow by late tonight. And with strong wind gusts from 30 to 40, there will be some blowing snow, especially in rural areas. Snow will end, wind will die down, conditions improve tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.